Hello, Linda.
Speaking.
Hey, Linda, my name is Harold. This call is in regards to your Roundup lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
No. Can I ask you, did you ever spray Roundup?
Yes. A lot.
A lot of it.
I remember one time really very vividly my husband yelling at me because I was barefoot and I was spraying it, and I guess I was walking into it as I was spraying it, so I was leaving footprints of the when you know, hours later there were footprints of where the Roundup, I guess, had killed the grass.
Wow.
Yeah, we had footprints all over the lawn. That was a good look.
And then, Linda, could I ask you, were you ever diagnosed with any ailments?
I have chronic lymphomic leukemia, which is CLL, and I was diagnosed with that at the age of 50.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you.
Have you had more than one diagnosis of, you know, CLL or any other leukemias, lymphomas?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope, just the CLL.
Just a CLL, okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
To what? To, like, with the Roundup?
In regards to Roundup, correct.
Yeah. No, okay. I haven't signed anything.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
All righty. And let's go ahead and see what we can do. And now, you were diagnosed, you said, when you were 50 years of age, correct?
Correct.
When was that diagnosis date?
So it was in, I want to say, May of 2025. 5 years would be 2020, so 2018.
2018.
Okay. Can you tell I'm a math genius?
That's better than what I could do. And then I do want to ask you as well, do you know anyone else who may have sprayed the spray as well?
My husband used to spray it all the time also, but he hasn't had any cancers.
Okay, so that's good. Okay.
Probably because he wore protective clothing like you're supposed to.
I was actually going to ask you that, if you ever, you know, wore any protective clothing or anything of the nature.
He would never, ever walk barefoot, and he always has on his, what he calls his work pants. They're like fire hose material, and would wear long sleeves and probably had goggles. And knowing him, he probably wore ear protection because it's just the way he does things.
Wow. And you were walking out all barefoot. And
I'm walking out barefoot with a pair of shorts, and probably I was pregnant. You know, I don't know. That's just the way it was done.
And then how many years would you estimate that you actually sprayed the spray?
I would say from the age of 18 to 35. So 19, 20, 30. 17 years.
About 17 years or so. And through those 17 years, would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And
yeah, it was like a every other week application we would do.
Every other week? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C or B?
No, just the CLL. They tell me that I have, you know, I'm autoimmune. It's an autoimmune disease, the CLL.
Okay. Just the CLL. Okay.
Right.
Have you had any organ transplants, lupus, or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Nope. And have you ever been diagnosed with arthritis, diabetes, or any other cancers that require chemo?
Arthritis.
Arthritis. And is there any family history of cancer?
My mom had melanoma, and my father had, he had prostate cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you.
And then, Linda, you spell your name L-I-N-D-A, correct?
Correct.
Last name R-O-B-I-N.
So I use a hyphenated name. I use H-E-R-R hyphen Robin.
Okay, thank you. And then I do have to ask you this. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, thank you. And then are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your current age now?
57.
57. And how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and the CLL?
I think on news stories or on the internet, just reading about it in the news.
In the news, okay. And then when did you kind of first become aware? Was that around 2018 when you were diagnosed?
I mean, with the Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
I had heard about Roundup before that there were issues with it, and we had stopped using it. I would say, you know, I stopped using it somewhere around, around the age of 40, that there were issues with it. And then we moved to a place that just didn't require for us to use Roundup as often as we, you know, we lived on a lot of land, and then we went to like having no land, and the HOAs take care of it. So
gotcha.
Just kind of stopped using it. And then, of course, when I was diagnosed with the CLL, I just have now really stayed cleared of sprays or chemicals.
Gotcha. And is that kind of when you made the connection, is when you were diagnosed with the CLL, you kind of thought maybe it was related to Roundup?
Yeah, because the doctor had said to me that he was very shocked that at the age of 50 and being a female to be diagnosed with CLL, mm-hmm. It normally is a disease that is seen more around the age of 65,
wow.
And it's more prevalent in men. So he thought it was very unusual for me to be diagnosed at the age of 50. And he had lots of questions for me.
Wow.
You know, what I did for a living, you know, was I ever involved with chemicals in my job,
mm-hmm.
That kind of a thing.
Right, right. Just to kind of figure out, you know, where it may have
started. Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And then how tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot. And how much do you weigh?
Oh, my gosh, really? 275.
All righty. And then do you have your email address? Is it valindanny at AOL.com?
It's valindany at AOL.com. So it's Virginia,
Perfect.
Linda, New York.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, valinda, New York. Okay, nice. Perfect. That's what I have here. And then your phone number is 757-291-2445.
Correct.
And then could I also go ahead and get your spouse's name?
Christopher.
Christopher. And do you have a phone number for Christopher?
I cannot give out his phone number.
No worries. That is fun. I'll go ahead and put your number there. And then you said you sprayed it roughly every other week. Is that correct?
Approximately every 2 weeks we would spray it.
And is that just one time a week, two times a week maybe?
Every 2 weeks we'd go, it'd just be one day we would do
okay,
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about two times out of the month or so?
Correct.
Okay. And then I do have to ask you, did you spray Roundup for at least one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, no, I gave up spraying it. Somewhere around the age, I would say around the age of 40 is when I stopped spraying it.
But prior to that, you did spray for a full complete year.
Oh yeah, when I was spraying it, we lived in New York, so we weren't spraying it in winter months, and then we were in Virginia during that time, and then that would probably be 8 months out of the year. So I mean, in the winter time, we didn't spray it.
Gotcha. Okay. It doesn't need to be like, 12 months out of the year, right?
Right.
But you did spray the Roundup spray 1 year prior to you being diagnosed. So you sprayed it in 2018. You did spray it 1 year prior to 2018, correct?
And so you're saying in 2017 did I spray it?
Right, or 2016, 2015, 2014.
Yeah, yes.
So perfect. And then when would you estimate the very first time you sprayed it? And the year, I don't need the exact date. The year's fine.
Well, gee, thanks.
some people, they try to think for the exact day and, they can't do it. I'm like, no, we don't need that. It's so far away. Don't worry about it.
So I would say I was like 17. So 1984.
And then you said the last time you sprayed it was around when you were around 40 or so, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so would that be roughly
2008, somewhere around there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And you did not use any protective gear, correct?
No.
Okay. And then you only sprayed it for residential purposes, no commercial, no farm?
It was just, so it was at my home and at my business. So I would do my business parking lot. We had a gravel parking lot. And so I would spray it there, spray it around the building. And then at my home, I would do, around my house and my property there.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you mentioned a couple of states that you sprayed it in, New York, Virginia. What was one of the main, was it Virginia was maybe the main, more main, New York? What do you think I can, put down?
So New York was in the beginning when I was, the early years, and I was there for 6 years, and then we went to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So I used it more in, and we were there in Virginia for 12 years. So I used it more in Virginia than I did in New York, but New York, I would say the application was more because I was doing, my business and my home.
Gotcha.
In Virginia, I didn't have to do the business. I just had to do the home.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And if you had to estimate, how many times do you think you might have been exposed in your lifetime? 40, 50, 20?
I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm just trying to think here. So it was, let's see, 17, 18, 19, 20, 30, 40, 50, it's another 20. I'm thinking 20 years easily I was using it, and then I was using it at least 8 months out of the year, so that's 16. So if I did 20 times 16, I come up with 320. So I would say easily 300 times.
Alrighty.
We used to buy it in the big, I don't know what that was, if it was a gallon or 2 gallon. It was a huge container, and then I used to dump it into a backpack. Hmm. I had a sprayer backpack, and by hand you would, pump it with the sprayer, and it would run all down your arm because, it always leaked. I have to tell you, as I talk to you about this, I'm like, how stupid could you be? You knew you were killing the weeds, but you figured it could run down your legs and your arm and it wasn't going to hurt you.
I hear that all the time, right? Where people, they didn't, they never wore any gear or anything like that. They sprayed it forever.
No.
But they just never thought, this was something that, could harm them. And no one knew.
I see it all the time in our HOA. And I live in an HOA now where they provide the lawn care. And there's these young people, under the age of 25. And they're riding these They elect tractors, but they supply, you know, they put down chemicals. So they put down the weed killer, they put down the fertilizer, they no protection whatsoever.
Wow.
And I'm like, man.
Only if they
Oh, well, you know, I kind of thought it's in the news enough now that why it's so important to wear protection. I mean, seriously, we never even buckled our kids when we were, you know, like when I was growing up, there was no such thing as a car seat.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't even wear seat belts. You know, mom and dad bought a station wagon, and the cool thing was to sit in the back, the seat in the back that faced backwards. That was like the cool place to be. And there wasn't even a seat belt back there.
No seat belt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, things have changed, and you would think they know better, but they don't. They just, I see them out there, no mask, no eye protection, and they're doing it, you know, every day for 5 days a week. They're out there working, doing this.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. And, you know, I think there has to be some more awareness, or they have to stop spray, you know, selling the Roundup spray, because they still sell it, which is, I think, you know, it's kind of crazy. But there has
right.
to be some more awareness of, you know, what's going on with the spray and what it's causing. And that's kind of one of the big reasons why we're calling people and trying to help people out, is so we can spread, you know, spread that awareness. So something like this
right.
can never happen again, you know. I do want to ask you, your property, did you ever get your property, your water, did you ever get your water from a well?
No, not for drinking. We used well water for watering our lawn.
Okay, just for watering the lawn.
Right.
So, have you ever tested the well water?
So, because we weren't using it for anything other than watering the lawn. And I know this is not important, but it's just, it's a funny story. The more heat my husband watered, the more the plants died.
Oh,
and we
wow.
figured out it was getting salt water, because we lived on
oh, wow.
brackish water. And it was, it had tapped into the actual bayou. And so our plants were dying. I was like, something's really wrong. The more we water, the more the plants die. So that was the end of that well. We had to drill another well, but no, we never had it tested because we never drank it. We were never using it for bathing. It was just for watering
just
the lawn and the plants.
Okay. Alrighty. And
which worked almost as well as Roundup. It killed everything.
It did. And it probably could have been, you know, less harmful for you, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, to your knowledge?
So it was the only thing that I could really say I used was Miracle-Gro and Roundup. Those were the two things that we always bought.
Okay. And were you ever exposed to any benzenes or Agent Orange?
No.
No. And then, the big gallon that you guys purchased, did you have to mix it at all, or did it come already mixed and then you just dumped it into the
backpack? No, we mixed it with water. We would buy it in a big gallon, mix it with water, and put it into a backpack sprayer.
Gotcha. Okay. So it was the concentrated version that you
Correct.
Purchased it? Okay. Where would you guys typically get it? Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's?
It most likely would have been Lowe's.
Lowe's. Okay. And then you do not have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession at the moment?
No.
No. And have you ever smoked?
I did.
How many years?
About 5 years. Okay. They promised me it would stunt my growth.
Really? is it that kind of what made you stop?
I was a teenager, and being 6 foot tall, I think when I hit about 5'8", 5'9", I was panicked, and I was like, they had always said, don't ever smoke, it will stunt your growth, and I was like, I'll take up smoking, and so I took up smoking. It didn't work, or maybe it did, I don't know, but I'm 6 foot.
But you're 6 foot. And then I do have to ask you as well, are you currently employed?
No.
No. Okay. And did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries or any treatments?
This is like a loaded question. So I don't, or a loaded, I'm not sure. I had to have my hip replaced in 2005 due to the arthritis.
And then, unfortunately, with the CLL is part of it, and the hip was not, they don't make them anymore. There was an issue with them, and I needed to have 6 more surgeries done with spacers and hips. And so I had a total of 7 hip surgeries. So yes, I lost lots of work during that time. And then I just had my knee replaced 2 years ago, and I'm having my other knee replaced in July. So, and that's all due to arthritis.
Okay. Not the CLL itself.
No, the CLL was responsible for rejecting the hips that were going in.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if you can claim that as, you know, well, was the CLL part of the Roundup? Right. And then I don't know. I don't know if that all can be linked together or not. I think it would be pretty tough to prove all that. But
well, I'm still going to put that in here in the notes.
Yeah.
Because that is something, you know, we can look at.
At 57, you're not supposed to have 7 surgeries on your hip. I can promise you that,
right,
unless you were in
right.
some kind of a major accident.
Right. Right. That's not normal. That's not normal. So I'll go ahead and, yeah, I can definitely mark that here, and, you know, that'll be something that, you know, they can look at. I do
okay.
also have to ask you, have you ever been in the military?
Nope.
Nope. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. What type of lawsuits were there?
I was involved in a lawsuit for the hip that was pulled off the market. I never received anything of it. They had offered, so I don't know how that is. I don't know, you know, do they just drop my name or does it still show I'm was in that lawsuit? I don't know. They offered me $10,000. I told them they could keep it. My hope was that the more information would come about that hip that was, pulled from the market.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard anything about it. So I guess
nothing's
going to come of it. And then I was involved a year and a half ago in a slip and fall accident, and nothing has come of that yet either.
Okay. And then have you filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
No. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Nope. Okay. And then other than any other minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No, okay. And what hospital actually diagnosed you with the CLL?
It was a doctor over in Destin, Florida. I don't remember his name. I'd have to look that up if you need that information. But then I, right after the diagnosis, I called the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there every, about every 3 to 4 months. They have me come in, do blood work on me. And just keep an eye on the CLL.
Gotcha. The initial hospital that you went to, do you remember the hospital's name? I know you don't have the doctor's name.
It wasn't a hospital. It was in a doctor's office that I was diagnosed.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you remember maybe the address for the place or anything of that nature or no?
It was on Mack Bayou Road in Destin, Florida. I'm sorry, Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. I take that back, Santa Rosa.
Let's see, Mack Bayou. And then you said the current property, or the current, was it the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville that you're going to?
Correct.
And they're
yes.
they're kind of taking blood work every month, monitoring everything like
every,
that.
Every 3 to 4 months, they see me and they take blood.
Gotcha. What Mayo Clinic is that? What is the name for that?
It's Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. Is that the one at the 4500 San Pablo Road South?
Yep, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you. And do you remember the doctor who's currently helping you now?
Jeez, they just switched. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
because they just switched my oncologist. My original oncologist retired. Let's see here. I am not finding the new name. I thought maybe I could find it in my Mayo account. You would think that's where you could find it. You would think that's where it would be, right? But no. Just look under appointments, see if there's something there. Nope, I'm not finding it.
That's fine.
I can. I'm not able to look at it on my records at home. Let's see. So it's the Division of Hematology. Let me see if they have something here. So this is a APRN who was the last I saw. Is that okay, or do you need an actual doctor? He's the last one that took my.
Typically, we just take the doctor. I can take the APRN, and that doesn't hurt to have as much information as we can. So I can go ahead and take the APRN.
All right, so let me go back there. It's Amanda Tippett, T-I-P-P-I-T. I'm just reading her notes here to see if she lists what doctor she's under. Wouldn't that be nice if that was listed?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I do have to ask you, how has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
I went through depression for about 2 years. And so that depression was 2 years, so that ended 5 years ago. It makes I get sick often, so I'm sick more than I'm well. And that can be like, you know, someone gets COVID for 3 days, I get COVID for a month. I had double pneumonia in November, and I'm still not completely over it. So it just takes me much longer to get over things that shouldn't take more than, you know, a couple of weeks.
Right.
So illness is, I end up being at home sick more than I'm out and about.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, that's what they say to CLL. Like, CLL doesn't kill you. It's getting pneumonia, and you can't, and you won't be able to get through it. So I've had pneumonia now every year for the last 4 years, and last year I had it twice and was hospitalized. So it just gets, my lungs are my weak spot, and it just makes you sick. You just can't get over illnesses. I bet you you're not using Roundup, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Did they ever treat you for the CLL? Did they do like a stem cell transplant, chemo, radiation?
Nope. So there's no cure for it. Mm-hmm. They can do things to help make me, what was the word I'm looking for? Ease the pain of like when my lymph glands get too large. We haven't done any of that yet. I put off all that because it's not healing you. It's just trying to make you more comfortable.
Right. Can I ask you, when was the first time you went to the Mayo Clinic after the
immediately.
2018.
So I was there probably by July of 2018.
And then could I go ahead and get your property address as well, or the best mailing address for you?
Sure. It's 325 High Tide Lane, Daytona Beach, Florida 32124.
Perfect. And I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We do want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Christopher, you can put down my husband, Christopher Robin.
And then your phone number, would that work for him?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that would be fine.
All right, T. Everything looks... So far, so good. It does seem like you are a good candidate for, you know, the lawsuit. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
I am.
Perfect. Okay. So let me get you over the DocuSign now. What this basically does, and you do have your medical records, correct?
What do you mean? I would have to request them from my doctors.
Okay, so the hospital.
I don't keep them like on hand. No.
Right. And let me ask you, do you have access to like your MyChart, like online portal, things like that?
I do for the Mayo Clinic. So that would be the 7 years. If I had to go back further than that, no, I would have to, you know, request records from doctors that I had seen in the past.
Gotcha. No problem. Okay. And so in this DocuSign, that basically that's, you know, what it allows us to do. Go ahead and pull medical records, things like that, so we can get, you know, everything basically 100% accurate. The last thing I do need from you would be the date of birth and the social, or the last four of the social, whatever you feel more comfortable with. To start,
okay,
I'll go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to give you the date of birth.
Okay.
It's 6/14/67.
67. Okay.
And the last four of the social, 0053.
0053. Okay. Before I send this over, let me go ahead and verify my spelling, verify my dates, so everything is as accurate as possible. I do want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And now you were diagnosed with a CLL. That was in 2018. You were between the ages of 18 and 79 at the time of your diagnosis. You spread it for about 17 years, never diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis, anything like that. You were diagnosed with arthritis. That's about it. You spell your name LINDA, last name HERR - ROBIN. You are a female. You are married. The last four of your social, 0053, date of birth, 6/14/67, and you are currently 57 years of age. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Your email address is VALINDANY@AOL.com. And the best phone number for you, 757-291-2445. Was that correct to you?
Correct.
Okay. And you roughly started to spray the Roundup. It was around 84. Last time was around 2007. We've estimated roughly around 300-plus exposures to the Roundup in your lifetime. You did use a concentrate. You never wore any protective gear or anything like that. You did smoke, not currently employed, never filed bankruptcy, and then you're currently being treated and seen at the Mayo Clinic And that's at the 4500 San Pablo Road South in Jacksonville, Florida, 32224. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. And then last but not least, property address, 325 High Tide Lane, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32124. Did that
correct.
All? Perfect. All righty. Let me get you over the DocuSign now. And you will receive a text. It will say Harold King, Mass Tort Strategies, DocuSign. So you should have just received that. And then I'm also going. Perfect. You got it?
I did.
Perfect. And then I'm also going to send you a separate text message. It'll come from a 949 number, and that is my direct line, my point of contact. You'll be able to call me Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, okay?
Okay.
Harold King, save me in your phone.
Okay, I received your text.
Perfect. And so before we get you wrapped up, Linda, I do just want to, you know, make sure you know what to expect next. So while once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them over to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, make sure everything, you know, fits within their criteria. And then while they're working on your claim, the law firm will then be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And I will also be calling you within the next couple of hours and days once your file passes QA, so we can actually get you over to the law firm directly and get you introduced. So that'll happen, you know, today or, you know, Monday, whenever I can get these documents back from you. They may go over some of the same questions that we already discussed. This is completely normal. It's part of their process, basically, to confirm the details and ensure everything is accurate. They also may need for you to sign some additional forms like medical release so they can collect the records to strengthen, you know, your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, just be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible, just to make sure everything is moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practices, and so we do want to make sure that you're just fully prepared, you know, for this process. Now, if you don't hear from the law firm in the next 24 to 48 hours, which with today being Friday, if they don't call you within the next 2 hours, it'll be Monday that, you know, they'll call you. They won't call you on the weekends. So if you don't hear from them on Monday, give them a call back, and then I'm going to send you their number as well. And everything like that. The law firm you're working with, by the way, they're called Pulaski Law Group. Okay. And so they are located, one moment, Pulaski Law Firm. Pulaski Law Group, they're located in Texas. And so, you know, they work with thousands of cases a day. So you're in great hands here working with them. So we're going to be able to kind of get you, you know, get your claim going.
Okay.
Let me send you over the number to them as well. And did you have any issues opening up the documents or anything of the nature?
Nope, I sent it back already.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can go ahead and get these over. Give me one moment here. Okay, let me go ahead and get that to you. 909-906-3862. Okay. I got the documents back. I am going to go ahead and get these over to the law firm now. I will call you back in about let's say 30 minutes to an hour. And so if you see me calling, just know I'm trying to get you over to the law firm so you can go ahead and speak to the law firm today and not have to wait till Monday, okay?
I actually would rather wait till Monday because I'm getting ready to walk out of the door here in about 10 minutes for dinner.
Yeah, okay.
So it'll be easier to do tomorrow, Monday, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
Well, Linda, I appreciate you answering my phone call. If you have anything for me, please text me, call me. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So you can always reach me, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem, Linda. You have a safe night and happy dinner.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.